Cork's Red FM.
To be honest, it wasn't that tough in that. I kind of knew it was coming out of the year, and I was kind of forced into it as opposed to waking up someday and thinking that I was getting sick of it. It was just more of a medical thing that I was kind of advised back in 2009 to start calling it a day. So I gave myself a year to finish up. I said 2010 would be my last year, and I just gave it holly for that year, and that was it. Simple as that. I kind of had to stop because it was just getting gradually worse and worse. When I called a day with Cork, and the season carried on with Nemo through the winter, it was just getting worse and worse. So I definitely decided that I'd have to call a day with the club as well when that did finish up. So that was that.
And when you say getting worse and worse, was that in terms of being in pain or not being able to reach the level you wanted?
It's both. They're both kind of dependent on each other, really, because it was just a case of my hip joint is practically just worn away and caused a lot of pain and discomfort, like so much so I reckon there'd be hip replacement once I hit the minimum age of 40. And basically, the outcome of that was I was just getting a lot of pain and limping around the place a lot. So I got by on cortisone injections for the year. I got about 3 or 4 of them over the course of a year and a half. And that's the decision I made back in the middle of 2009, is that I'd get maybe 2 or 3 of them to get me through the year of 2010 and call it a day then. And that's what I stuck to, basically. And as time was running out and the year was getting longer and the training got more harder, I suppose throughout the winter, it just got worse and worse, and I was just limping around more. And as a direct result of that, my form just started to slip, like, and so.
And just, we'll get to Cork in a minute, but Nemo, I mean, like, you've got 8 counties, 4 Munsters and that All-Ireland club win. Was it tougher in a way to finish with them than the county team?
Yeah, it is, I suppose, yeah, because I kind of had in my head that I'd retire after the All-Ireland from Cork and then, you know, play it by ear as regards maybe get another season or 2 or 3 with the club. But definitely there is something a bit more intimate with the club, and there's a stronger bond there, it's as simple as that. Like, and so it's a little bit harder hearing back that I'm calling it a day with the club, all right. I do find that a little bit harder to accept, all right, yeah.
And just on Cork, I suppose, great history in your family playing with Cork. A huge honour for you to pull on the red jersey.
It was, yeah. Just a dream of mine, really. I mean, any GA has ever said that. It's 4 or 5 years of age and start street leagues. That's the ultimate goal. And, I came up to that level with a lot of hard work and dedication, and I was proud to do it and proud to be able to do it for 8 or 9 or 10 years, and absolutely loved it. It was a massive dedication and stuff, but I loved it. I didn't see it as a kind of a dedication as such. I just loved doing it, and it was a great honour, yeah.
And I suppose, like, sad to finish, but must have been fantastic to finish with winning an All-Ireland last September.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to come, to be honest, like the years we were having, 2005, 2006, 2007 and 2008, and there were massive blows to us. And I just thought after 2009, when I sat down to think about my own future, I reckon that we were definitely good enough to win it that year. And I thought, if we could learn a couple of things and improve a couple of percent, which we did, I said, and that's the reason why I stayed on, because I just had a very good feeling that we do it, and we did. So, the risk paid off.
And I suppose, in fairness, you've probably won most things that you could have won. Do you have any regrets, though, looking back?
Regrets? I always applied myself as best I could, like, to training and being in the best shape I can be and preventing injuries and stuff. And, obviously you look back on big games, the day after, the month after, even the winter after losing, say, big games like semi-finals and finals, and you regret not performing better, and you regret kind of building those games into being bigger things than they actually were and not enjoying them. So that's the only thing I could regret, really. I mean, nothing major, I know, but it's just individual games that you just fail to do yourself justice. It's probably the only regrets that stand out in my head.
And finally, what does the future hold? Will you look to stay in football, in coaching or something like that?
Yeah, actually, I will. I don't know. Yes, I'm going to enjoy the break, to be honest, and enjoy the novelty of just kind of not having to be somewhere at 6 o'clock, 4 or 5 nights a week. So I'll enjoy that, but I'm sure the novelty will wear off. And as soon as that happens, I'll try to get back involved and help out with the under.